mind if the kiddos want to head on back to Children's Church this morning. Amen. Thanks for all the kids. Got some sacked out. Had a rough night, huh? Good morning. How is everybody? Doom and gloom or happy? Happy. We're happy here, aren't we? Good week. Had a good week last week, everybody. Looking forward to a good week next week, or this week, right? Starts today. Amen. All right. How many college kids we got in here? Full-time college kids, right in here? Yeah. All right. Everybody make straight A's this first semester? Huh? Zach, you made A's? Casey made A's? Hunter made A's? You make A's? You're taking some dual credits in high school, right? Good deal. Congratulations. I'm proud of Hunter. This is Hunter's first semester in college, first full semester, made the president's list. All right. I'm assuming Zach did too. We don't know. Hadn't got it. Well, I bet you do, though. I bet you got it. Amen. Bryce, you start classes back when? Monday?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Bryce will be back class Monday. Y'all pray for him as he starts back. And continues his learning experience there. Striving to serve better, amen. Good deal. Let's go to the Lord's Prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come today, Lord, we just thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for this building that you provided for us to be in today, Father. Not just a church, Father, just a place to come in and to lift you up and to praise and to worship you, Father. We know this is just a building. We make the church, and you're the head of that church, Father. We just thank you so much for that, for the blessing that you pour out on us each and every day. I thank you for each and every one here today, Father, as the message that you laid upon me. I know that it's your words and not mine, Father, and I pray for the congregation to have an open mind and open heart, ready to receive, Father, ready to do the word, not only be hearers, Father, but to do the word. Father, we love you and we praise you, and we just thank you so much for your Son, Jesus, that died on the cross and makes all of us responsible, Father. We love you and we praise you. Amen. Amen. Don't forget, I know Bryce mentioned it, everybody in the youth, February the 14th, that Sunday will be sweets for you, sweetie. All you men out there want to buy a sweet for your sweetie, bring your pocketbook that Sunday. We need to fill the house. This is one of the bigger fundraisers that we have for the youth, and it's not a competition on who can spend the most. We want to raise money for the kids. I know it's been a good fundraiser in the past. I know my kids, we make them cook their own desserts to sell, their own sweets, and they put a lot of hard work into it, and it's their way of raising money right here in the church. So y'all. Keep that on your calendar and make sure you're here that day. Amen? Amen. What we want to talk about today is we've been talking about a willing heart, have a willing heart to do what God wants you to do the right thing with the right heart. Sometimes that's not the case. We mess up. We'll do the wrong thing, but we have the right heart in it, you know? And we've got to stay on God's path, right? And as long as we're following his path, we can't go wrong, right? Because I know my way is not the right way. I've done my way for about 38 years, and it didn't get me anywhere. And so in the last 6-7 years, I've been serving God, in the ministry, whether it was being a youth leader or a lay pastor, now being a pastor, I try to follow what God wants me to do. And I know my life has changed dramatically. And everyone here's life, no matter how good your life is right now, if you stay on God's path, it will get better. I'm not saying it can get better. I'm not saying it might get better. I'm saying it will get better following God's path. But we want to talk about your purpose. Your purpose. What is your purpose here? Not right here in this building in church, but here on this earth. What is your purpose? Does anybody know? Has anybody figured it out? What your purpose is? Your purpose is more than building buildings. Your purpose is more than running the city water department. Your purpose is more than going to school. Your purpose is more than driving a truck. And when we talk about purpose, people go, well, I don't know what I'm here for. I don't know what my purpose in life is for. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. It's not about your job and what you do in that worldly life. What your purpose is to what? Serve God. Amen. To do what? Good works. And good works come from what? Following the right path. Following the right path. God created everything, did He not? He created everything in the beginning. Amen? We all agree with that. God created. We didn't come from monkeys, right? Because if we evolved from monkeys, why do we still have monkeys? Right? So the next time somebody tells you, well, I don't know about that. You know, we did evolve. There's that theory. We could have evolved from monkeys. Well, if we did, they wouldn't be no more monkeys. Okay? You just tell them that. If they don't want to hear the word. But God created all things in the beginning. He made the heavens. He made the earth. For what? A purpose. He made the dry land. He made the water. For what? A purpose. He made the animals. All animals. He made the creepy crawly things. Some of those things I don't understand why, but they have a purpose. The creepy crawly things. Sometimes I feel bad because I kill them creepy crawly things. I don't do creepy crawly things. He made the plants and the fruits. Did He not? For what? For a purpose. Each thing God makes, He makes for a purpose. The trees, the grass. Amen? Without the trees, we ain't got no shade. Without the sun, we don't need the trees. Without the sun, we have no grass. Without the grass, the cows ain't got nothing to eat. Cows ain't got nothing to eat, I don't have nothing to eat. Because I like steak. I am a cattle man. I mean, I like chicken, don't get me wrong. If you raise chicken, that's okay. But I'm a meat guy, right? Amen. Everything has a purpose. And also He made what? Man. He made man. Let's go to Genesis. Genesis 1. Genesis 1, 26. It says, then God, is everybody there? Amen. If you're not, holler at me and I'll hold up a minute. Here we go. All right. It says, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over the creepy crawly things that creep on the earth. 27. So God did what? God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. There's no doubt in my mind that God created us in His image. Everything God created, after He created it, He looked at it and said, what? It is good. Is that right? How many times does it say that in the first chapter? Huh? Then God said, it is good. It is good. It is good. He looked at it. It is good. So I want you to understand right now, I don't care what anybody tells you, you are a Christian. If you believe, if you have received, you are a Christian. You are a good work of God. Amen. I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care if they look down their nose at you because they're not a Christian, because they don't believe what you believe. I want you to know right here, right now today, that you are good because God said so. He looked and He said, it is good. And on the seventh day, He rested. Okay? If you are good, you are made to do good works. and good works comes from following what God has played out for you, what He has laid ahead. The blueprint that He has for your life, it's laid out, it's in line. The devil's going to try to stop it. He's going to set up roadblocks. He's going to tear bridges out. He's going to do this, he's going to do that to keep you from following and doing what God has purposed for you to do. Understand that today. He is going to try his darndest to do that. But we are made in God's image, in His likeness. If you were saved, you have Him living inside of you. And if you're not, come see me. We can take care of that. Amen? You are good. You were put here to do good works. Each thing I named is made to serve a purpose. Each thing in the Bible, when you talk about it, is made to serve a purpose. And it is beyond what our minds can imagine, as in an everyday job, grind, day in, day out. It is good, it is made where our purpose is to do good works. Amen. God's got things for us to do. He has things laid out for us to accomplish. Right? How many of you still reading every day? How many of you is on the reading plan? Monday through Friday. Ooh, I got up yesterday morning and I wanted to read. I wanted to read my next chapter. And so I didn't. I just went on and read a little bit in Job. Amen. I like Job. Job is good. Chapter 17 tomorrow. Don't forget. We're going to start with chapter 17 in the morning. Matthew chapter 17. But following that plan that I put out there for us to do, I have a purpose for you. And we've determined what that purpose is, right? To all be in one accord, to be thinking along the same lines, to see something new in the scripture you've probably read 100 times already. God has that same purpose. Parents, we have purpose for our kids. We guide them, we lead them, we direct them for a purpose. As in God leads us, guides us, and directs us in the purpose that we have. Let's go to Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2. Everybody warm? Getting warm up here. Ephesians 2, verse 10. We have a purpose. We are made by God. We are His workmanship. Amen. Everybody agree? How many of you want to follow God's plan? How many of you think you can't follow God's plan? You can. It's easy. Listen. Amen. Pray. Ask for direction. You can follow God's plan. And like I said, the devil's going to try to stop you. It's just lies. It's just words. He has no power other than those lies. Amen. We have a choice. Verse 10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for what? Good works. Good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." It is laid out. There is nothing you have to do other than listen to God when the Holy Spirit moves you to do that. It's more than just serving. It's more than sweeping the church. It's more than getting here making the coffee. It's more than getting here and playing music. It's more than me getting up here and preaching. This is part of my purpose. But outside of this, we can do good works, following God's path. Amen. Whether we buy somebody supper, we give somebody a chair that they lost their house in a storm, if we give them prayer, it's anything like that. What God needs you to do without expecting something back. Because if you're looking for something back, you're not doing it out of love. Amen. It's a purpose. Everybody wants a purpose. Everybody wants to feel wanted. Everybody wants to feel needed.
I'm telling you right now, God wants you. God needs you. Do you agree? God wants you. He needs you. The work is plentiful. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. We've got 65 people in here today that can change the world. 65 people through good works can change one life. And that one life can change another life. Amen? Do you feel me? We are made. God made us to do this. The Ephesians New Century Version says, God has made us what we are. In Christ Jesus, God has made us to do good works which God planned in advance for us to live our lives doing. Not serving the world or our worldly lust. Amen? There's more to it than making, how do I put this? Serving Him instead of the world. Amen? You know, there's times that I had rather, the devil's telling me, you know, you could be doing this instead of reading your Bible. You could be doing this instead of this. Hey, you read enough today. Put that Bible down. No, not until the Holy Spirit moves me and tells me to put it down. There's times that I feel so beat down that I wonder what I'm doing myself, and I'm the pastor of the church. And then I realize that's just the devil working on me. I have a purpose. I have a purpose to change lives, to make disciples out of you so you can go out and spread the word. Amen. In your workplace. That's why God blessed you with that job. There may be somebody at your job that needs to hear the word. That's why God gave you musical talents to go play somewhere else. Maybe that somebody needs to hear your music to change their life. That's why God has you working in the water department. Maybe somebody in the water department needs to hear the word. Amen. Everybody agree? We have a purpose to spread the word, to follow what God has laid out for us to do. It's already planned. It's there. Step by step. Dot to dot. I like dot to dots. How many of you have done dot to dots growing up? It's easy. 1, 2, 3. Follow up. Dot to dot. Not serving the world or our fleshly lusts is to serve God for a purpose, to do good works. Amen. Let's go to Matthew 5. Matthew 5. We just read this here not too long ago, didn't we? Matthew 5. Matthew 5 and verse 16. Everybody there? Let your light shine. Amen. Powerful. Let your light shine before men that they may see your what? Your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Glorify your work, your Father in heaven. To do your good works. See, He told us in Genesis, that's what He made us for. And now Jesus is reminding them again, hey, it's there. It's what you were for. Let your light shine for your Father. Not for yourself. I mean, God's got everything He needs, right? He's God. If He needs it, He can make it. If He wants it, He can have it. Right? We're not here to please ourselves. We're here to please God. We're here to fulfill our purpose, to do His good works. And through fulfilling that, doing the good works He has, we'll be pleased out of that. I promise you. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm happier now than I've ever been in my life. And I'm not doing too much different for myself than I always have. But I'm serving God and I'm reaping the benefits of that. I'm getting those blessings. blessings that I don't even expect, blessings that I don't ask for. I'm receiving that on a daily basis because I'm following God's path. I have a purpose and I'm trying to fulfill it from doing good works, whatever works God has laid out for me. Amen. Let your light shine for your Father in heaven. Let's go to Titus. Titus 2. Have you ever been compelled to pull over and help somebody on the side of the road? Or have you ever been compelled to stop and help somebody in Walmart or at the grocery store? Or have you ever got the feeling that maybe you need to call your brother or your sister or your mom or your dad? Have you ever got that feeling maybe you need to call your best friend? Have you ever got that? That's your purpose, to do good works, to follow that inkling, to follow that leading that God has set for us. Because it's already been laid out. What's going to happen when you make that call? Or when you help that person? Your reward has already been set for that. How many of you would like to get all the rewards God has for you? Because if you skip your purpose, if your purpose for this today and you miss that, you don't do that, you're going to miss out on what? You're going to miss out on a reward, a blessing that God has for you. Now, I'm not saying you can't live a good life and be blessed, but it can be so much better each and every day. It can be so much better. We were made good. We were made in God's image. He told us we're good. We are His workmanship. We are here to do good things, not to fulfill our worldly lusts. Amen. He tells us in Titus 2, verse 12. I don't stop turning the page. Got to talk. Titus 2, verse 12. It says, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope. Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearance of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for Himself His own special people. Underline the last part of this. Zealous for what? To please ourselves? Zealous to grow our bank account? Zealous to get back at the guy that got your job? Zealous to get the one that got your promotion? No. Zealous to do good works. Good works. Every day. How many of you are zealous for God? Have that zeal. Want to please. Want to serve. Amen. Are you here today because you think you need to be here today? Or are you here today to learn something? Are you here to catch on fire for God today? Why are you here today? What is your purpose for being here today? What is your purpose for tomorrow? Amen? What's your purpose for Tuesday, for Friday night? It's not to go out and eat Friday night. Of course, we all probably going to go do it. But what is your purpose each and every day? God, what do you have lined up for me? You have a purpose every day to serve God in His way for what He needs done by you that day. Amen? It's great. It's awesome. And the feeling that you get when you help somebody or when you fulfill what God has lined out for you that day. Amen? You may touch somebody's life that you don't even know. You may bow your head and pray in the restaurant. Two tables over, somebody sees you and realizes, hey, look at that, I want to be a part of that. Change somebody's life. Fulfill your purpose. Band, y'all want to come on up? It's by faith. It's by faith that you were saved. And having faith in God to follow the path that He had laid out for you to live out the purpose, your purpose. Not just a purpose of living, not just a purpose of everyday life, but a purpose to follow God's path. A purpose to do good works, to make a difference, to let your light shine, to change somebody's life. It might even be your life. It might open your eyes to something you've never seen before. Amen? Good deal. Everybody stand. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you need prayer this morning, come down and see me or Bryce. We'll be down here. If you need a blessing, if you need a healer, come on down. We'll be down here. If you just need prayer, if you just need to talk, we'll be down here. Thank y'all for coming.
Thanks for listening, and God bless.